time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and he's on again. Okay, and a big good afternoon to all of you. Welcome to Friday afternoon. Yeah, and don't forget tonight, Weasel will be on from 8 to 10 tonight here on 107.1, WWGH. That's tonight at 8 o'clock, Weasel. Now, that's the difference from prior broadcast times. He used to be on Saturday mornings. But now, they think, you know, he'd be better heard probably on Friday evenings. So 8 to 10 tonight, The Weasel. All right. Okay, so how are you doing today? Or what are you doing? Enjoying the sunshine? Oh, my goodness. It's been warm. However, we've not had any ice on the roads here in the past few days. We've not had any snow or cold, chilly wind. It's just been blazingly hot. You can never get anything just perfect. Not very often. Occasionally. Okay, now let me see what else I wanted to talk about today. Oh, my grandson, the Marine, will be visiting our house tonight. And my daughter, his mother, Kathy. And so, it's really great having a grandson being a Marine. I've got one, a U.S. Air Force, I can't say veteran, is an airman, United States Airman. Okay, he's working on those bigger-than-all-get-out airplanes in California, the C-5M. That's his bailiwick. He does maintenance, and it's a field he loves. And all through his high school years, of course, he saw me with my radios and everything, and he wanted to get into that type of work, so he's doing great. Loves it. I just wonder how he got by yesterday with the earthquake. Okay, so my Marine grandson will be with us tonight, and really proud to have a Marine. Wow. Isn't that great? Okay. Boy, nice. I'm really cooking today. I see my oxygen level is up. Everything's cool. Yeah, that's right. I'm on oxygen. And don't light anything around me, or it's Boomville. Yes, indeed. I once was in a restaurant and saw somebody with an oxygen tank, and they lit up a cigarette, and I thought, oh, well, I ducked below the table thinking it was going to blow up, and it didn't. Thank goodness. But it could have. So when you're wearing oxygen, you stay away from fire. That is for sure. Although the amount of oxygen may not be all that much, but it wouldn't take much to echo back down through your tubing into your tank. Blow her up. Okay, and I'm sure I'm talking to some people out there right now that might have oxygen, like me. Okay, now, I'm trying to think. There was some other things I wanted to mention today. What was it? Oh, my bee balm. Yes, my purple or blue bee balm is blooming, and the bees are there. That's why I planted it. I planted my bee balm last year. It started to grow, but I had planted zinnias too close. My zinnias grew and shaded my bee balm. And then over winter, of course, zinnias are not hardy, so they're gone, and my bee balm started to grow. And right now it's about 4 feet tall. And blooming, oh my, exactly what I wanted to see. And the bees, I walk up to one, I say, hey, are you happy? And now something else. You may not count them around your place, but I've got 11 milkweed plants. 11 of them that will eventually provide food for the larva of the monarch butterfly. That's right. That they just love to eat the milkweed. Anything else eating it would die, including a human. So, but monarchs, they love that milky stuff. They just eat it right up. All right, so that's what's happening. How about you? Anything? Oh, and my cucumber plant? My, it's growing up my lattice work. I didn't plan it to do that, but come to think of it, I planted it right near some lattice work, and it's growing every day, reaching toward the sky. I just hope it reaches back and starts popping out cucumbers, those two for a dollar cucumbers. No, they're more expensive than that now. Sometimes they're 58 cents a piece, but not in my place. I'm going to have hopefully plenty of them, and I'm going to make cucumber salad till it comes out my ears. Yeah. What about you? You like cucumber salad, any of you out there? Are you growing cucumbers? All right, now some things grew just fine. Other things are drowned out. Now you notice our corn that's been planted. It's trying to make up for lost time, but it will never make it up. It will never be a productive field of corn like we know. Now the soybeans, that's a different story. There are a lot of soybeans have been planted, and it should be equal to or better than what we used to call double crop soybeans, where you would harvest the wheat, and right after you harvested the wheat, you planted soybeans. Well, a lot of the wheat's been taken off now, but there's a lot to be taken off. Now here's what I want to mention too. It wasn't that many fairs ago that wheat was ready to cut. I mean, it was ripe, and it was low moisture. And some of the guys around the fair said, hey, that's all right. We'll get to it right after the fair's over. And you know, right after the fair was over, it never stopped raining, just like it has here in the past. The wheat rotted on the stem, molded. Oh, it was terrible. So there's a case where sometimes you shouldn't let other things interrupt the harvesting of your crop. So we'll see how it goes, but the wheat looks beautiful, and it's still standing tall. It was, I'm sure in some places not, but all the wheat I see looks great. So that's the way it is. I know the people over in Martell, Manel Milling, they enjoy a good wheat crop because they're one of the biggest producers, of course, of flour that's used in so many different applications, different types of mixes and so forth, right out of Martell, Ohio, a tiny little burg. Martell, it has a railroad crossing and a few homes. Now, at one time, President Harding's dad wanted to make Martell into a city, a bigger city, that is. He bought up a bunch of land and wanted to put homes on it. But anyhow, Martell, the home of Manel, not the home of, but one of the areas of Manel Milling. And they employ a lot of people in Martell, and that's good. Good for our economy. Wow. All right, listeners. What do you want to, you want something to eat today? Sorry, I have no food. But I do have Zumbezi Bay, which you could, if you win it today, you could pick it up today and go to Zumbezi Bay today, and or tomorrow or Sunday. Or would you like a zoo ticket, a pair of zoo tickets? Or would you like a pair of tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival coming up in August, August 2, 3, and 4. So I've got all that to give away today. Plus, let me see, I've got Eastern Ohio. I got a pair of tickets to the Open Air Safari Pass. All right. So what can I ask you today? Whoops, my earphones fell off. Could you hear that? I got to get some glue. Gorilla glue to take care of these earphones. To stick into my ears. Okay, my first question today would be... I'm looking here. I'm using questions from a year ago. All right? Okay. What street in Marion would relate to a labor situation? What street in Marion would relate to labor? 7403839944. Yeah, I got a bunch of street questions, and they're always fun. But what street in Marion would you associate with labor? 7403839944. Don't all call at once. Or somebody call. Okay. What street in Marion has a relationship to labor? That should be really easy. Or, let me see. Here's another one. What street in Marion would have a relationship to, what was his name? To Robin Hood. Yeah. What was, here we go. Okay, caller, what's your answer?
Yeah. Charlie, would that be Union Street?
Yes, it would be Union Street. Yes. How would you like a ticket today?
Yeah, zoo tickets if you have them.
Okay, and what's your name?
Becky Thacker.
Becky, okay. Zoo, and you, if you come in here today, we're open till 3, and that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay, all right, bye.
Have a good day.
You bye. Too. Okay, so Becky Thacker gets zoo tickets. Okay, let me put them aside right now. There we go. Okay. All right, so if you win, come in here before 3 and get your prize. Okay, our next question is this. Okay, union, yeah. Labor, union, got it? Yeah. What street would have something to do? Let me see. I'm looking here. How about a street that has something to do with cloth? With cloth material. A street in Marion that has something to do with cloth material. What street would that be? It may not be a street that you're really familiar with. In fact, I'm not familiar with it. But there is. What street in Marion would relate to a material? Not an inexpensive material either. A more expensive material. All right? Okay. Now, let me see. What else can I ask you here? Trees that like water. That's a willow tree. Won't ask you that. Okay. Now, let me see. How about a tree? Let me think here. I'm thinking one of the presidents of the United States. A street in Marion related to one of the presidents. And I'm trying to think of which president it was. There's a lot of streets that could relate to a president. But this one was a more recent president. In fact, this goes back after Kennedy. Can you name a president or name a street? Oh, here we go. Okay, caller.
Hello, Charlie.
Yes.
Well, I think I've got an answer for you on that street.
Okay.
Like a cloth.
Yeah.
I believe that's Silk Street.
You're right. It's Silk Street.
Well, I knew that because I used to work at the old Draper's facility there.
Oh, yes.
And that at one time, I was told, was an old parachute plant that used that silk. That's how they got the name.
Yeah, it was they produced silk material there for years and years.
Yes.
And at one time, they were going to bring silkworms over and put them on trees in Marion, but that never came about.
Oh, boy.
But they were there, yeah. They, what was it called now? The it had a name, the company did. They hired a lot of people.
Well, it was Tecumseh.
No, it was before, long before Tecumseh.
Oh, okay.
It was called a certain silk mill. Oh, well, anyhow, you win. What would you like?
All right. What do you got on the menu today, Charlie?
I got Zambezi Bay and zoo tickets and the open air safari.
I will take, what was the third thing there you said?
I got the open air safari. That's a trip through the wilds over in eastern Ohio.
All right, that sounds good.
Okay. All right. I'll put your name down. And what is your name? Huh, I heard a click. Well, you click.
Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marion residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320
Hello?
BC, in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Don't miss it.
Okay, bye.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Guests like legendary civil rights icon and comedian Dick Gregory.
Today I shut everything down. My wife was laughing because if it wasn't for this show, y'all wouldn't hear from me. And that's why you have people listening to you that don't listen to other things. First, they want to hear you. There's something in your voice. When I got off the plane yesterday, my wife told me, she said, you know, your friend called in 1 or 2 days. And I said, well, move Wednesday around. And we do it on Wednesday and tell them I do the day date on Thursday.
Well, Mr. Gregory, that I thank you so much for that, because it is always a pleasure to have you on. The king of all talk show hosts, Bill Donahue.
Well, you're very kind, and thank you, Scott. And I don't mean to look like I'm kissing a baby, but you are very good yourself. I will say this about you. You don't float a battleship of words around a rowboat of thought. And I'm afraid I do that once in a while. I do that usually when I'm least convicted or informed about my answer. The less I know, the more I talk. I think that's a lot of these are some of the things I learned over the years. The slow learner has learned after 5,000 television shows. But everybody should have the break that I had. A lot of breaks. And my hat's off to you. Thank you for your pursuit. I noticed that too. You reminded me of all the times that we worked very hard again and again to get guests that we wanted, including Ralph Nader and many others. So it's been a joy. I'm pleased to have been here, and I hope it'll cut.
I think it'll. WWGH Radio, now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. Join us.
Okay, and I hate the fact that you had to hear me clear my voice during all that. Okay, going back, I never did get the winner of my last question, but now here we go. Just a second. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Okay.
Caller, go ahead.
Hear me clear my voice during all that. Okay, going.
Well, okay. Now, the name of the silk mill in Marion, thanks to my buddy, Mr. Brees, I got the name for it. Now, if you can tell me, then give me the name of the silk mill in Marion, the original name, and here, I'll give you a clue. There is a very famous river in the state of Pennsylvania with the same name. In fact, that river flows into Philadelphia. Okay, so what am I asking for? What name? If you can give me an answer, you will win your prize of your choice. Okay, the silk mill. It was originally a silk mill. It wasn't Tecumseh, it wasn't the diapers. I remember the diaper. The man that originated the diaper factory was a good friend of mine. He was a ham radio operator, and he lived just down the road from me originally. And then, now I suppose they all live in Delaware now, but I remember touring the diaper plant with a group of Russians. Now, don't ask me why I was with a group of Russians, but I was. And, you know, a lot of things happened a long time ago. So I'm sitting there with a group of Russians in the not the silk mill, but Dryper's. That was his name, Dryper's. Dryper's. And they're all on computers, laptops. And I'm just sitting there watching them. And I couldn't make out what they were typing because it was all in Russian. And I'll never know to this day what they were doing in Marion. I'm sure that must have had something to do with the Chamber of Commerce, I would think. But it was a long time ago when the Russians toured the diaper plant, named Dryper. Okay. Going back to my question now, what was the original name of the... Oh, here we go. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Charlie, Susquehanna.
A what?
Susquehanna? Susquehanna.
Is that right?
Yeah, Susquehanna.
Yeah, yeah. Are you eligible now to win a prize?
Michael is. He gave me the answer.
And what?
Mike Austin.
What was your answer?
Susquehanna.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, what kind of a prize would you like today?
He was Zumbi Bay.
Oh, Zumbizi Bay. Okay. All right. Let me get your name down here, and that, your name?
Mike Austin.
Mike, what was your last name?
Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N.
Austin, right. Okay.
Yeah, he gave me the answer real quick.
Yeah, okay.
I just called porn.
Yeah, good enough. Zumbizi Bay. All right. Okay. See ya.
All right. Yep.
Okay. All right. Susquehanna. The Susquehanna River is very prominent in Pennsylvania, believe me. I've crossed it 1,000 times, I think. It's in areas, some areas are beautiful. And in some areas, there's college kids that near Philadelphia that use it for racing on those, what do they call it, sculling, those big boats. About 10 of them are pulling on the oars. And the guy with a megaphone is sitting on the back end telling them what to do. Oh, my. Okay, so Mike Austin, the winner today on this fifth day of July. Okay. So what all are you going to do tonight? What's anyone going to do tonight? Are you going to go out and eat? Are you having picnics? Are you having reunions? Yeah, like I said earlier, I go back to my childhood days, and the other day I took my oxygen and my wife, and we went over to Carly's in Bucyrus, and I had her get me a bratwurst sandwich to go, and she got some food to go, and we went to All Miller Park, drove through the Ford at All Miller Park. That's right. And it's probably, the water is probably too high now to do it this weekend, but then the water was way down. And I still think it's so unusual. It's the only place I know of that you can drive through a river to get to your destination. Drive through the bottom of a river, you know. And you get right out in the middle, and you can stop, and you got to be careful about opening your door, of course, unless the water is really low. But when I was a kid, I used to play there, and that is called a ford, a river ford, at All Miller Park in Bucyrus. A lot of people go there just to drive through that and say they've gone through the, drove through the Sandusky River. Now, right there at that ford, though, I used to wade in there as a kid, and leeches. Oh, my goodness. Leeches. Yes. Okay, now, continuing on with, let me see here. Get a name of another street going here. I'm looking here for the name of a street. Okay, let me keep looking here. Oh, yeah, all right. There is a street in Marion named after something that was produced that used steam as the go-getter. In other words, a car uses gasoline. This implement used steam. What's the name of the street that produced that implement that uses steam? Now, they stopped producing those probably 100 years ago. I don't know. But they're still around. You go to a steam show and you'll find one. Okay, what was the name of that, the brand that was produced in Marion? Now, there were two brands. The Huber. It's not the Huber. It was one other. What was it? Okay, and now here's another question. Name a street in Marion that has the same name as a floor wax. Yeah, a street in Marion that has the same name as a floor wax. 740-383-9944. That's our number to call. Okay. I'm looking here for other streets. Yeah. How about a street related to Scottish people? Yeah, or a Scottish street. What would that be? Yeah, there's a group of Scottish people with this name. All right. Let's see. There's another street named after, let's see, what would it be? If you went up and you went down, you would soon have to go up before you went down, or went down before you went up. There's a street with a name that pertains to the level of the street. A street named after the angle of the street. What would that be? 740-383-9944. Well, we're coming up on 1:45. And how are you doing today? Are you keeping cool? Now remember, if you won today, come in before 3 and you can pick up your prize and you could spend the weekend down at Zambezi Bay or the Columbus Zoo or the Wilds. Or come August, I'll give you 2 tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival. And that would be on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Tickets valid one day only. You know, you see, I can make it kind of reasonable for you. No refunds or exchanges. All right. August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Dublin, Ohio. That's a rich city. That's where all the well-heeled people live. That's not the other side of the tracks, believe me. Okay. So, let me see. What did I ask you? Oh, the name of a street in Marion that has to do with an angle of a street. Now, how many angles are there in a street? There's curves. I don't want curves. What other angles are there? Okay. Now there's another street named for a very prominent man that once was the mayor. Well, he was the founder of Worthington, Ohio. But he not only founded Worthington, but he went on into Crawford County. They named a school after him. That's right. School's no longer there. But yes, there once was a school that had the name of this man. And a street in Marion with that name. That man, I don't know how he did it. This was back in an early era. He had to travel by horse. He had to avoid the Indians. But he surveyed land everywhere around this part of Ohio. But he surveyed the land in which the city of Worthington was formed. Okay, what street in Marion is named after this man? I'm trying to get you to thinking. Or what street has a title the same as the angle of a street? You think about it. What angles are there in streets? All right. Now let me see. There's also a street in Marion named after one of the first men to get involved with the formation of OSUM. Now, who was he? He was a teacher, professor. And, he was in on the founding of OSUM. There's a street with his name on it. What was it? Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it. This is Scott Spears, and I hope you join me Monday through Friday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. to listen to guests like these. Phil Donahue.
29 years, and imagine what happened during those times. And we talked about it, and this show had my name on it. It was wonderful. You got to meet everybody. Is the caller there?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
All they wanted was shock value. And so they put in producers to do that kind of show, and I kept saying, no, I won't. And I made a conscious decision to do what I didn't want to do because I needed the money. And eventually they put me out of my misery by firing me, and that's okay.
Cookie legend, famous Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play.
Legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
But it was kind of interesting because Phyllis Diller kind of always played on this, hey, I'm ugly image.
Well, baby, let me put it like this. I used to get so much revenue for playing witches. That's witches. As in Halloween. And darling, after I had that first beautiful facelift, I never again was offered a witch role.
Is that right?
Now that tells you a lot.
Yeah, it definitely does.
And my social life improved.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Okay, we're back once again. 740-383-9944. How many of you have been to the Marion County Fair this year? I know my grandkids and their parents have been there every single day, sometimes all day long. Because when your kids take animals to the fair, they have to be managed and taken care of. And then when you branch out into other volunteer. I've got a son-in-law who volunteered to help in the milkshake booth and things like that. And to get involved, you can spend every waking moment at the fair by being involved. And how many do that? For years and years and years, I was involved so heavily in the fair. It was like something I managed myself, but that's not right. And I haven't been there lately. And I think of is hot and sticky. I think, too, of all those sandwiches that are being served. Elephant, do they still have elephant ears? What else? Anyone listening like to call in and tell me what you think of the fair? Or think of the food? or think of anything at the fair. Or can you tell me the... Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Charlie, would your wax street be Johnson? Johnson & Johnson Wax?
Oh, yes. Johnson Street on the east side of Marion, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What would you like for a prize?
The Wilds.
Oh, the Wilds, okay. I'll put that down here.
I was out mowing, so I just come back and catching some of your show.
Okay, now, I can't remember your last name.
Ralph Thacker.
Yeah, Thacker, yeah. Okay, and, all right. And if you pick these up before we close, yeah. Okay, or next week or whenever.
Well, I'll be coming that way. I got to go to my son's house there, just below the place down there, so okay. I'll stop in on my way over.
Very good, all right.
All right, Charlie.
All right, see ya.
Take care now.
Okay, bye. Okay, yeah. Johnson & Johnson Floor Wax. Yes, indeed. Okay. Now, here, there's a group in Mansfield. I think they're called the, there's a street in Marion that has, it's a group in Mansfield that does, what they do, dancing, jogging, clogging, and, their first name is Scottish. What's the last name of their title of the group? The Scottish what? And they're out of Mansfield. And they come, I don't know if they come here. I know they come to the Bratwurst Festival and do a performance there. But their first name is Scottish because they wear kilts and they clog. Yeah. Speaking of clogging, what's the greatest product for unclogging a drain? You know, Drano. I was wondering the other day, how many of you have clogged up showers that clog up from hair? And if you have a septic tank, you keep wondering, what can I use that will not destroy the activity in my septic tank? Well, the answer is, one of the Drano products is for that purpose. Will be just fine. And so I use that and whammo, out cleared the drain 100%. Super duper. And I read the bottle. It said, okay for septic tanks. And that's what you want to do. You don't want to ruin your septic tank. Yeah. Okay. Now, how about the steam engine? The name of a steam engine produced on a certain street in Marion. What was the name of that street that produced a steam engine? And there are still some around. They're rare, but they're in the United States. What was the name of the man who was in on the founding of OSUM? One of the key factors in the founding of OSUM. There's a street in Marion with his name. All right. And let me see what else. Oh, there's a street in Marion named after a man that George Washington paid to help him fight the Revolutionary War. I saw the canceled check that George wrote to him. Now, who was this man? Very famous. He was not from America. He was from France. Yeah, he wrote a check. Or George Washington wrote a check out to him for his services. Who was that man? They named a street in Marion after him. The street is near, what would it be near? Not too far away from Harding High School. All right, who was this man that George Washington paid? I saw the canceled check. Yeah, they had canceled checks even back in the 1700s. Oh, my. I was at Valley Forge here just the other day. Managed to make it there every year. I like Valley Forge. But right now, Valley Forge is under construction. They're building a whole new reception center for Valley Forge. Renewing them. But right now, if you go there, they have a little side room where you can watch a movie. And they have a room full of gifts. You never want to eliminate the gifts. So, yeah, Valley Forge. Oh, and people just go there by the droves every year. And rightfully so. Now, there's a man that's been playing the chimes at Valley Forge for many, many years. He drives a Mercedes, I think. And there's a special parking place for him. If you ever go to Valley Forge and see the Valley Forge Chapel, you'll see his parking place. But this weekend, he played the chimes. Not the chimes, but the carillon. And it's on the internet. If you went to Valley Forge Chapel, Valley Forge Chapel, I think you'll bring him up playing the bells. Now, my daughters once went up in the tower and talked to him. And he went, you know, there's one bell that is called Ohio Bell. They were too bashful to ring it. But anyhow, it was, so I managed to get there. And they had, now here, if you have a relative living in eastern Pennsylvania and they want something extra special for a wedding, you can actually rent the Valley Forge Chapel. It's a beautiful church. And that chapel has a carillon. And it is so, you know, so nice inside. We were there a couple of weeks ago and watched them prepare for a wedding. And so I got them wondering about that and saw they're on the internet. You can bring up all the information about what it is to arrange to have a wedding in the Valley Forge Chapel at Valley Forge. Really interesting. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things in this country that most of us never get to. But a lot of people get to Valley Forge. Probably by next year or the year after, they'll have the new visitor center open. And, okay. All right, now, in Mansfield, they have a group called the Scottish What? There's a street in Marion with that name. Now, in Mansfield, it's got a plural to its name, an S on it, but not in Marion. It doesn't have the S. And it's related to Scotland. What is it? Or, let me see what else I can. Oh, there was a, I'll give you his first name, Alexander. There's a street in Marion named after his last name. This Alexander Blank did a lot of surveying in this area. He was the, I think, was he governor at one time? If not, he was pretty close to it. But he was also the founder of Worthington. He was the founder of a little town, too, in Delaware County. He surveyed land in Crawford County, and then that land became a school named after him. So what's his name? I'll give you a clue. Started with the letter H. Now, who was he? Well, it's, boy, 1:57 already. Time is flying today. Okay, and you can fly too. Just give me the right answer. And you can go to the Columbus Zoo. You could go to Zambezi Bay. Or you could go to the wilds. Or you could go to the Irish Festival coming up in Dublin the first part of August. Got those choices. I have no food. And I know if anybody wanted to contribute, a nice amount of food for prizes, we'd probably welcome that because people in Marion love to eat. And it's now 1:58, and we'll be breaking here shortly for about 10 minutes or so. But who was this man whose name started with the letter H? Well, his first name, Alexander, started with the letter A. His last name start with the letter H. Who was he? Alexander whom? Or if you drove down a street and all of a sudden you found yourself going up, and then all of a sudden you're going down. What could that street be named? Earlier I called that a curve. Well, it's an angle, really. Not a curve, but an angle. What would that street be in Marion that has to do with the level of a street? Or can you name the old steam engine that was made on the street in Marion? The street in Marion has a name yet that became the name of the steam engine. It later became a glass factory. Yeah, the glass factory didn't make glass, but they cut glass. And if you have a tumbler at home and somebody etched a pattern into it, it might have been made in Marion at the glass factory, which earlier was the steam engine factory. Name the street. It's coming up now on 2 o'clock. Stay right where you are. Don't go away. Don't forget, the Weasel will be on tonight at 8.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. The legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr. Sam Shepard, F. Lee Bailey.
Let's talk about that. The day the verdict came back, Dr. Shepard had been in prison over a decade at that point.
No, he was out on bail by then.
Oh, he was out on bail by then. Excuse me.
He is, but you're right. He was in prison for 10 years short 15 days.
That being said, when this came back, what was his feeling? What was your feeling that day?
Sam, who was sitting next to me, I had not put him on the stand, partly because he told his story so many times, telling it again wasn't going to make it much stronger. And second, he had a real problem with alcohol that was looming at that time. I mean, this case really got to him, as you might expect. When they said not guilty, he slammed his hand down on the big oak table with the defense sat. I thought he would split it. And said, it's about time. And I thought that was a perfectly spontaneous reaction for a guy that had a real gripe against the legal system.
To the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, legendary actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yicky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I'd never thought of that, but you're quite right.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days.
WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Belltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
If you were a cheetah, you could be here just like that. If you were a kangaroo, well, you'd be here in just a few hops. This is Jungle Jack Hanna.
It's a wild way to stay and play. Meet 10,000 awesome animals at the Columbus Zoo. Plus, splash all day at Zumbeezy Bay with tons of rides and water slides.
So what are you waiting for?
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship,